I'm your host, Matt, and it's time to step between two grills. Welcome to Between Two Grills. I'm your host, Matt, and today joining me is my lovely wife, Susan. Susan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm becoming a regular little guest on your podcast.
Hopefully you'll help me increase my audience.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
So today we're going to talk about two, maybe three appetizers and a couple friends that you might need in your life. We're close to near the Super Bowl. We've got college basketball going on. It's one of my favorite times of the year because of I like appetizers. I like dips, like party site foods.
You like to eat?
I do like to eat. Unfortunately, I'm not hosting a Super Bowl party this year, which will help me because I usually overcook anyway for that. So maybe I can just hone in on a couple things to take to the party I'm going to while you're out of town.
Thank God our friend Ann invited you to her Super Bowl party.
That's right. So I'll be doing that, and hopefully I'll have one of the best dishes there. But everybody makes good appetizers. Anytime I go to a party, I always find new things to try. But what I've really tried doing lately is, we've been talking about this. I like to eat, but I need to be healthier. Is making things that are a little bit more healthy without losing the flavor. And I've been trying a few things that historically I make around the house or for parties or gatherings that are really, I think they're good, but they tend to be things that we don't have leftovers for. For example, today I recreated our buffalo chicken wing dip. And
that's always a hit.
It's always a hit. I've had ex-boyfriends of the kids call me up and ask for the recipe. Actually, one of them came over to the house one time because he knew I was making that. Don't tell Sydney about this.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. She'd be fine.
Yeah. So, but it's a really good dip and it's really super easy. It's one of the easiest things. It takes like 20 minutes and it's a hit at the party. Some people overcomplicate it with a lot of different things, but it doesn't take all that. However, I wanted to make it less calories and more protein. So I changed some ingredients, and I didn't tell you what the ingredients were, but I let you try it just a little bit ago. What'd you think of the buffalo chicken wing dip?
I didn't think it tasted any different. I think it absolutely tasted the same. Now, we do nacho, like, scoops with it, but we were talking, and we decided next time we're going to add vegetables because you could do celery, cucumbers, peppers, and you could dip that into the buffalo wing dip.
Yeah. I wanted you to try the scoop because that's how we've always done it.
Yes, and this is baby steps with you in this healthy journey.
It is baby steps with me in the healthy journey. I'm going to tell you real quick that all I did was I usually use 2 8-ounce blocks of cream cheese. And I only used one. And for the rest of it, I used Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, and some low-fat shredded cheese. And still did the same buffalo wing sauce with it. And then I did the chicken breast where I chopped it and I shredded that up. But you couldn't tell hardly any difference. So if I can do little things like that and then still keep the flavor profile, I'm okay. Like, had you ate that today and gave me the face like, oh, this isn't good, I don't know if I, that would have been hard to take. Because the buffalo chicken wing dip is one of the best things that we always have at parties and stuff. And so for that to be a more healthy option and you still liked it, that's a positive going forward, most definitely.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you could take that to a party and no one would know the difference.
The other thing that I did is I did a smoked cream cheese shrimp appetizer, something that my aunt had showed me, Aunt Terry had showed me years ago. All she did was, I say all she did, It's really amazing. It's spread cream cheese on a platter and make some cocktail sauce, like a marinara sauce, on it, and then sprinkle shrimp, and then just put it on crackers. And it's but I did low-fat cream cheese and seasoned it with some Meat Church Holy Voodoo seeds, and then and smoked the cream cheese on the Traeger first, and then spread it, and then I used made my homemade cocktail sauce, which I used less ketchup and less sugar in it to make the base, and then asked you to try it. So that was one where I didn't completely increase the protein in it, but tried to take some of the calories off of it. And I didn't tell you I did some of these things. I'm just curious how it turned out.
I thought it was good. I thought it tasted like it always does.
Yeah, this is one of those appetizers that, and I've got the YouTube link below in the caption, but also if you're watching this on YouTube, I've got the video playing right now. And it's an appetizer you take to a party. It sits there for a little bit until someone takes the first swipe.
Mm-hmm. Then it's gone.
It's gone. It's absolutely just gone because it's really good.
It's the cocktail sauce that makes that.
Yeah.
Because you make it and you make it a little bit of extra spicy with the horseradish sauce. That's really good.
And I use a couple different kinds of horseradish in the mixture.
Right. We don't buy cocktail sauce from the grocery at all. We make it.
I don't think I haven't bought cocktail sauce from the grocery store. I can't remember when.
No. Why? It takes less than 5 minutes to make it, and it's delicious.
Yeah. Now, the last appetizer we made was that pepperoni pizza dip.
Ooh.
And, I think the dip's pretty good, but what makes this thing a awesome appetizer is the garlic bread, because I smoked the garlic butter and then toasted the French bread before I basted it with the butter. And then I added Parmesan cheese and mozzarella to it and torched the bread to give it that nice charred look. And we cut it into little breadstick dippers. It's not the healthiest thing that you could eat.
No, but neither is that foil pack you buy that you bake, or the sliced in the frozen section garlic bread. We'll never buy that again either. We'll just buy the loaf out of the bakery and bring it home and let you make your magic.
Yeah, it's the best garlic bread I've ever had. And I've had some good ones at some different restaurants. And this was simple. But smoking the butter with the garlic on the Traeger, that was turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. And the first time you made it, we used a ragu spaghetti sauce, but it has so much sugar in it. So this time you made it with a spaghetti sauce that had less sugar.
Yeah, I used Rouse.
Yeah, I think that just made it even better.
Yeah, and I used more goat cheese in it this time, which, we probably could look and see if there's a healthier cheese, or if you could actually blend some cottage cheese into it too to make it a little bit better. But I don't know. It's one of those guilty pleasures that, and all three of these things, you do them on, there's not a lot of cleanup on them because it's one pot or one dish to do these things. So that makes it pretty easy as well. So, the thing about appetizers is I'm always learning and recreating new different things. Well, there's a lot of appetizers on the YouTube channel. A lot of them we haven't put up there yet because I like to make them and try them before we videotape them. Because I don't want to put anything up. The videos that we put up, or I put up, aren't always the most aesthetically pleasing things like you see on some of these professional Instagram reels or different things. But the taste, I always say it with barbecue. It's not really about how it looks coming out. It's how it tastes. And some of these things, they're really good, really easy. So if you're wanting to just have a quick appetizer to take to your Super Bowl party next weekend, check out these three. They're super easy. You could, the shrimp appetizer, you could do a crab meat. I've seen people do crab, not chicken wing dip, with, they've done different ingredients, shrimp and crab stuff in the buffalo sauce too. I'm not a really big fan of it because I like the chicken wing dip, but I've seen people do different variations of stuff. In the pizza dip, you don't have to do pepperoni. You could do sausage. You could do vegetables. You can do whatever you want to make it taste however you want to make it.
Absolutely. I think next time we do it, I thought it would be good with like some black olives and onions and add a few more vegetables in it. Make it less guilty pleasure.
Well, what about pineapple? Can you add pineapple to that?
I guess you could do a ham and pineapple if you were into that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
Start some controversy like my bacon-wrapped Oreos. All right. So those are appetizers you can check out. But we talked about we're not throwing a Super Bowl party because Susan's not going to be here. She's going to an event out with Ariel out in California. And so we'll get to what you're doing, but you know, this event kind of started 2 years ago. So how did this come about?
Well, quite simply, Ariel told me that her boyfriend at the time could not go to this concert that she wanted to go to, and she had bought the tickets for, and her friends were busy, so I was being bullied to go to the concert. And being the wonderful mother I am, I went, not willingly though. I was a little kicking and screaming the whole time. It's a work night. I gotta be back at work, ready to work at 9 o'clock. But we went, and we went to this venue, and everyone at the venue was probably like 18 to 22. It was, I went up to the bar to get a drink, and I said to the bartender, I said, "I think I'm the oldest one here." And he looked at me and he said, "No, but you definitely are in the top 10. But so we watched the show. There are two fellas. They're called Two Friends, and they're from California, and they're DJs, and they do mixes of different types of music. We had a really good time, and on the way home, Ariel said, "Mom, you're going to do this with me every year." And at the time, I just said, "Yeah, okay." And about a year later, she sends me a link that Two Friends, they're coming to Charlotte. So I bought 2 meet and greet tickets so we could meet the fellas, Matt and Eli. I thought that would be extra special for Ariel because this is kind of something she wants to do with me. And when kids go off to college, they don't always want to hang out with their parents, especially doing something like that. So we went, we met them. They are just the nicest fellas. Genuine, down to earth, friendly. They put on a heck of a show. Like, the show they did their DJ mixes, I don't always get the language right, but it was a big freaking spaceship. And their mixes, they're known for making big booty mixes. And at that point, once I met them and we went to that show, then it really became personal to me.
Well, that was during a time where Ariel went off to college. We had just had, she graduated in 2020 where COVID shut down your business. So that y'all spent a ton of time together, and then she went off to college. So I remember you talking about, like, you know, these little things, and you handled them going off to school pretty well, but it's nice when they have things you can do, because you get, you know, those events are things that you remember for a long time, and they're special just for y'all. I mean, I don't go with you for that. I mean, I have seen the fellas in action, actually without Ariel, and I think we got in trouble because she wasn't there for that. But you know, that it's definitely something that you have you talk about a lot of how much y'all enjoy doing it together, and you never really have a bad word to say about them, their music, their lifestyle, or anything like that.
No, because I don't have a bad word to say about them. They're just two fellas that became friends in school. They both went to different colleges. Matt went to Stanford and Eli went to Vanderbilt. So they built a foundation that if this DJ thing didn't work out for them, they had a foundation. They had something to fall back on. But this was a dream of theirs. And to watch them work on their dream and their dream becoming a reality is something we all can learn from. I think that's a really, they make a great role model for young people. If you follow their Instagram, they're not off partying all the time. They're working. They make time to have self-care. One of the podcasts I listened to that they were on, they talked about where they do a lot of shows in Vegas. And they'll do a Saturday night show in Vegas. They won't get back to the hotel room till 4 a.m. They're up at 7:30 in the morning to fly back home so they can have their Sunday with their family. And you do see that they take care of themselves. They're working out. Matt likes to golf. They do a little traveling with their families. And those are things that you can't lose sight of when you're busting your tail to do and be successful in whatever you do. Like for you, when you were getting your doctorate, you're busting your tail to have that accomplishment, but you're not forgetting me. We still go on a date night. You still make time for me. You make time for our family. And those things are important because you got to have a healthy balance or you're going to burn out.
Yeah, if you don't like make that a priority, you can easily have a week where you skip it, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, if you know like on this night, every week, this is what we're doing. Yeah, something that comes up and you may have to miss a time or whatever. But when it's built in, it makes it where it's more likely to happen. Like when we do schedule things for Friday nights. Like, we know that there's going to be a Friday night here or there that we're not going to be able to do things. And there's been different times where we both have had more responsibilities at nighttime where we had to be at things versus, you know, like you running the business, we might be at dinner and something happens and we have to go take care of it. I might get a phone call at 10 o'clock at night. I got to deal with it. But, you know, when we make time to do things together, we're in that time together, not, you know, focused on work or business or anything like that. So it is pretty neat to see, like, two people working really hard at their craft and becoming successful, but they're still grounded. I think that was the eye-opening thing to me. Like, you know, we went to Vegas for our anniversary, and it wasn't around going to see two friends that I know of. I'm still not certain because they were happened to be at the hotel that we were staying at and performing, and we went to see them at the Encore, and you had me going to a beach club, and I'm close to 50 years old, and I'm like, I ain't going to a beach club. And then, you know, you wore me down because I was watching YouTube videos of seeing people my age at this thing. And it's an afternoon event, so I think it'll be okay. But when we got there and we had to wait, because I didn't know we'd have to wait 2 or 3 hours for the DJs to come out. So I'll definitely plan that differently next time if I do that again.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Yeah. But when they came out, like when the music started playing, and I think some fog was going on, like from their, I don't know, of their pyrotechnics, whatever, all those, all the different, different.
We do not know the DJ lingo.
We do not. Yeah. But when the two guys, Matt and Eli, were running out from the back, and I know, and Matt more so that I paid attention than Eli, and Eli might have been doing this, but like he saw Susan and is like pointing at her, like the alternating finger points, like, I see you, you're here, you know.
There's that crazy person that sends us DMs.
But, you know, they're all over the country and recognize someone who's been to like two or three shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even after, I mean, at the end of the show or coming down and taking pictures and saying hello, it was very, very genuine. It's like when you meet, I've had the opportunities to meet a lot of people in college sports, professional sports, and you see them on TV, you see them in interviews and stuff, but when you interact with them, you know, most of the time they're really just down there cool guys or people. I mean, I've met more with NFL, NBA, college basketball, like it's just from my experience of what I was involved in. But they were always pretty good people. I don't really remember one that was not super nice to me. But I've seen them where they're not super nice. But a lot of times it's because somebody's interrupted them in a restaurant or out in public when they're with their family and that kind of stuff. But the guys from Two Friends really seemed like just genuinely pretty nice guys. And so we get back from Vegas, and Ariel's upset because we went to see Two Friends without her, or Susan went to see Two Friends without her. And
yes, it was a to-do.
So I think you've been one more time since then.
Mm-hmm. We went in Orlando.
Yeah, because she's living down there in Orlando right now. But, you know, getting all the way to this point, so tell folks why you're not letting me have a Super Bowl party and why you're deserting me this weekend.
I am taking Ariel and we are going to Los Angeles. And Saturday night is the unveiling of the Big Booty Mix 24. And we're going to go to the Kia Forum and we are going to support Two Friends by watching their show. And the Kia Forum was a dream of theirs when they were younger that they would once play there, and now they are. And it's exciting. It's exciting because if you listen to their music, it starts with Big Booty Mix 1. Don't start with one. You want to start with, go backwards, because you can, when you go backwards, you can hear how the music has evolved. And what I like so much about the music is they're just not playing today's music. They're pulling music out from the 70s, the 80s, and they're mixing it with today's music. And you, when you're at a show and you watch these young people knowing the words to Dancing Queen, Stand By Me, you know, the YMCA comes on and they are spelling out the YMCA, but then it'll mix with a different tune. It's neat to see that they really are being schooled on all genres of music.
Yeah, yesterday I think you were listening to it, and it had like the Chili Peppers with the New Age song mm-hmm. together. So there's things all throughout that you pick up in here, and a lot of times they'll drop things from different
sound bites
and, mm-hmm. and stuff. And Susan has dropped one during this podcast. I don't know if you recognize it. You know, go rewind it and see if you can find it. But, you know, and like the other day, they're asking for new sound bites to put into the different stuff. So, that's, you know, it's neat when you hear those types of things. But you're going out there with her. It's one of those things where you two, even though it's something that most kids would want to go, like, with their friends and stuff, this is where y'all have kind of bonded and doing different things. So you can, right. You know, I think one thing that some of these things have shown me over the years, and we've always done a pretty good job of having time for ourselves for things that we do. So when the kids grow up and go off to school, that, you know, everything we've done for the last, like, Ariel's senior year, yeah, we were involved in her school and stuff, but we still did things together. So when she went on to school, it wasn't like that's the only thing we had that we were doing and we had to find new things to do. So it makes that transition a little easier. But as the kids get older, I mean, a lot of times they're fun to hang out with. I mean, when we go to vacations or go to, you know, the Disney parks and stuff, I mean, it's a lot of fun to hang out with them as they get older and mature.
Yeah, I'm excited. Ariel's never been to California. I've been to San Diego, but I've never been to Los Angeles. And I've always wanted to go. So it's exciting to be able to mark that off my bucket list. But, and we are going to, we'll spend our Saturday pretty much circled around all the Two Friends events, because they're having events and we got another meet and greet. And so we'll be quite busy that day. But when we fly in Thursday, and we fly in really early, so we at least have Thursday evening. We have our Friday, we're going to do Disneyland, which we like Disney. She actually is an intern at Disney. So seeing Disneyland's going to be, that'll be a fun time. And we're staying in Santa Monica, so we'll be able to really explore Santa Monica on Sunday. And then I'll come home on Monday and go back to work on Tuesday.
But while you're gone, I do have plans, because, you know, we've been sitting down talking about different topics. And I've been trying to make different types of foods for you to sample and tell me if they're any good or not. But you like the chicken wings that I always do. And I'm working on a new sauce that's kind of garlic-based, for us to try when you get home from your trip from Two Friends.
Well, I'm excited about that.
So you got that to look forward to. It's probably not as exciting as going to see Two Friends, but at least you got something to look forward to when you get home.
Well, how about I'll take some videos and pictures of some food that I eat in California.
Maybe I can recreate it here and make it a little more healthy, so we can continue to be active and enjoy getting out there and seeing Two Friends or anything else that's just fun to do. So,
yeah, I kind of like that's like Ariel has picked that's a role model for her, that they're a role model for her, because they're genuinely good fellas, and those are the kind of role models you want your child to have.
So if you're listening, Matt and Eli, to this, which is highly unlikely, but they might. Casey, their saxophone player, might pick it up.
Because that's right. We didn't even talk about.
You'll talk about Casey and them when you get back.
When I get back, yeah. Well, you guys, Casey is their saxophonist, and he is phenomenal. There are times that fireworks come out of the saxophone.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, so when you get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the concert, what it was like. And, you know, spread the word about Two Friends and why people should go out and see them.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll tune in again the next time we step between two grills.